Chapter 6. Algebra and Analysis. As announced in the previous chapter, knowing the expressions of all mathematical operations paves the way for algebra, that is, the expression of functions and the description of graphs, and then for analysis, that is, differential and integral calculus.
41st lesson. Variables and variations.
Let a variable x. X belongs to the range, or interval, a, b, bounded by a and b. A is its lower bound. B is its upper bound. The interval ranges from a excluded to b included. The range is open at A and closed at B. X varies within the range A, B. X varies up to and including B, down to and excluding A. X approaches B, or tends to B, from below, and A from above. Variations can be continuous, or then discrete, that is, discontinuous. A typical example of a discrete variation is the sequence of positive integers. The three dots after 4 mean that the sequence has no upper bound. It tends to infinity. There is an infinity of integers. Their number is infinite. The sequence 1 through 9, as written above, is not infinite. It is finite.
Exercises.
Is the total number of integers finite? If not, what is it?
No, it is infinite.
As x increases from 0 excluded to 1 included, what does x squared do?
X squared increases from 0 excluded to 1 included.
And what does 1 over x do?
One over x decreases from plus infinity to 1 included.
Read equation A.
If x tends to plus or minus infinity, x squared tends to plus infinity.
Read equation B.
If the absolute value of k belongs to the interval, or range, 0, 1, then k belongs to the interval, or range, minus 1, plus 1.
What are minus 1 and plus 1 in the range of variation of k?
Minus 1 is the lower bound and plus 1 the upper bound.